Welcome to the Possible Podcast, to achieve things you never thought possible. I'm your host, Elizabeth, and here with me is Phil.
Hello out there. Glad you could join us.
Good afternoon, Phil. How are you doing today?
Elizabeth, I am doing fantastic. We're having a nice rainy day this afternoon in Lafayette, Louisiana, and I love rain, so it really invigorates me.
Great. And we are back from vacation. So excited to be back. And we got an email from a listener, and we wanted to address her concerns, her questions. I sent out an email and asked everybody if you have anything that you would like us to cover to let us know. So we have one listener who sent an email, and she, to sum up her email, she basically was asking about finding her passion, being able to find a job that she's passionate about while at the same time taking care of her children, cooking dinner, cleaning the house, and being a good housewife and mother. This is no small feat. So Phil, why don't you tell us how she can accomplish this? Find her dream job, something she's truly passionate about. She mentions teaching and helping and imparting her knowledge to young children while at the same time raising a family and being, you know, a mother and a wife.
Well, I think it's a wonderful question, and everybody needs to find their passion. What I would suggest is, and we were talking about it before, is to, I don't know what her spiritual preferences are, what religion she is, if there's any at all, or what does she have in a relationship with God, a higher power, whatever it is, I would suggest to her that she starts off with that she takes some time and not trying to push it and worry about it or anything else. Just relax, get on your knees if necessary. That's what I do. Get on your knees and just simply ask God, your higher power, whatever, to give you some inspiration, that, and try to relax and not push it. And don't push, because if you worry about something, it's not going to happen. You can't not do something, but you can accomplish something by action and taking your thoughts. And you can, in other words, go positive. Worry and fear are negatives, and they will do nothing but bring you down. Obviously, you're a very smart lady. I read her questions. Obviously, she's a very smart lady, and she's got everything, every skill to do whatever she wants to do.
Yeah, that's good. The first thing is what we talk about here a lot on the podcast is to surrender to a greater power, something, whatever you choose to call that power. So that's the first step. That is something that I would definitely recommend. And the practical application of that in my life looks like practicing presence, being in the moment. I am a wife. I am a mother. I work part-time. I write a blog. I do this podcast with Phil. I have a lot. I'm in the process of writing a book. I have a lot going on. I have a small child. I want to share and help others through my writing, through the blog. But I also have to remember that my marriage and my child are others, and that serving them and helping them and being in the moment and present for them and finding that balance is crucial. And one of the things that I have discovered is that when I examine my beliefs, they're actually always the things standing in the way of what it is I think I want. So for example, this idea that I have to find my passion before I can be happy, or that my passion is out there, that is an old idea for me that I have squelched. It doesn't work in my life. Life is passion. And when I'm present in the moment, life guides me and directs me and gives me the time. You mentioned time, not having the time, gives me the moments to write, you know, those quiet mornings before my son gets up, or, you know, setting the alarm earlier, going to bed later. It just is a miraculous thing that when I surrender, like Phil talked about, to the moment, to the power that is only found now, everything opens. And so I would suggest tackling your belief system through some self-inquiry process. I mention a bunch of them on my blog. There's a woman, Byron Katie, that does something called The Work, and it's a very simple process, but it really gets you in touch with what ideas are floating around in your head that are blocking you from having all the good that God and life wants to give you right here, right now.
Yeah, that's great. Staying in the moment and concentrating on positive, that is a major big deal. Don't think about why you can't succeed. Think about succeeding. Put your focus on success and on hope and love and charity and all of those good things. And every time you have any kind of a negative thought or something, just stop it. Put your hand up. Say, stop. Don't go there. And stay positive, and life, and you, that is passion. That's you enjoying every day of your life. And it's when you get in that positive mode of thinking, good things will come to you because it's already inside of you. I mean, I read your note to us, and it's already there. You've already got every skill and every power that you will ever need. So it's there. So take advantage of it. Love yourself. Look in the mirror and say, I can do it, and I'll say to you, you can do it, Cinderella, because it works, okay?
Exactly. You can do it, Cinderella. And Phil talked about the negative thoughts, and when they're coming, stop them. And one of the principles that's so important is that law of substitution. You know, if you say, don't think about a lady with red hair, what's the first thing you think about? A lady with red hair. So I have to substitute the negative with the positive. I have to be really conscious. I actually just did this in New York with a friend, and we were walking up 8th Avenue, and it was late at night, and we were talking about finding an affirmation that resonated with her in her heart. And we just stopped at the street, and she said, well, what keeps going through my mind is, God's got this, all is well. And the next thing you know, her and I were jamming up 8th Avenue, you know, moving, going, God's got this, all is well. God's got this, all is well. And it really took us into a whole nother place. And I've actually used that affirmation since the day I traveled home on my trip with my 2-year-old. It was so useful to keep me focused on positive and not reacting because I was tired and hungry and traveling all day, but I was able to just stay focused on the positive, keep my mouth shut, get home, get a good night rest, and then there's a new day.
Elizabeth, that is a fantastic. I love that. I mean, that is so good. God's got this, all is well. Golly, that I think I've heard enough. I mean, this is unbelievable. So that is, would you say that one more time before we leave? Okay, and kind of jazz it out, Elizabeth.
All right, and to take us out, God's got this, all is well. God's got this, all is well. Have a great week, everyone.
Join our community by commenting and letting us know what you think.
You can find The Possible Podcast by going to thepossiblepodcast.com.
Okay, that's it.
Over and out.